Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local right now. I got a guy named Cody from a band called Land of Wolves. They're going to be doing a little jaunt down to the West Coast. They're going to be heading down to, they're going to play some shows all the way down in San Francisco. They're going to be playing some shows in Oregon. Before we go any further, though, welcome back to Loud and Local, man.
What's up, Kevin? Good to see you. Good to be here too. in person. It's been a while.
It has. So let's reintroduce. What do you do in Land of Wolves?
Yeah, for sure. So I play drums.
Awesome.
And I am the lone wolf here today. Unfortunately, the other boys had some stuff that they had to do, but I will let you all know. We've got Brian Fernandes, kind of the main man, a lot of the songwriting, mm-hmm. guitar, vocals. Joel Hirsch is our lead backup singer, as we like to call him. He does some singing and does some jumping around on the stage. We've got John Schwartz plays bass, and kind of our hired gun, our homeboy CeeLo from out kind of in the Mount Baker area, and he's kind of seasonal. So he's a ski instructor up at Mount Baker, and or he's ski patrol. I can't say ski instructor.
Okay.
So and so like every summer when we kind of try to do some of these runs and these little tours, he will kind of relearn our set and come jump on. And he's actually a rad dude to have in the band because he's the only guy that knows how to work on vehicles.
Yeah.
And
okay.
As he will tell you, he is a ski patrol. And so he's like certified with life-saving knowledge. And so thankfully we haven't had to use his life-saving knowledge, but he's an extremely talented and handy guy as an excellent second guitar player.
Cool. So, like you said, you're heading out, and some of these shows you're playing here in this upcoming tour. And when again does the tour kick off?
Our first date is June 26th.
June 26th.
Yeah.
Okay. So some of these dates, I mean, you're going to be playing some house parties, and you know, you're going to be playing like Eureka and Southern Oregon.
Right.
What's your experience like playing some of these like smaller areas and stuff? Is it fun for you guys to kind of discover these different scenes that you might not expect?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool to get out and kind of get off the beaten path a little bit. And what we're finding is that some of these places, even though they're smaller, they're just starved for music and punk rock and like, you know, rock and roll music in general. Where, you know, when we play in San Francisco, like the night before we go and play in like Roseburg, Oregon, you know, we'll see. San Francisco is going to be rad, but obviously there's so much stuff to do in San Francisco that like, you know, we'll see what the turnout is.
Totally.
Roseburg, or even the last date on the tour, June 30th, is in Coos Bay, Oregon, which is like a little fishing town.
I know Coos Bay.
And we've had a bunch of our friends go out there and play this Playhouse, and the crowds are some of the best crowds that I've seen for.
Do they have local bands that play there too?
Yeah, there's a couple local bands. We are going to play. This is actually a big lineup. We're going to be playing with a band called Divide in Silence, a band called Corduroy Gimp, a band called Bong Hammer, which I have to say it like
that's
that every time.
Band,
every time I talk about it, and then a band called Caged Ape. So I know a couple of those are local. I know a couple of them are kind of the outlying areas. But it's just a different vibe, man. And people are so nice and friendly and thankful, and like will let us stay on their floor, and are just like, "Thank you so much for coming out here." And I think they're so used to getting passed up by bands even much bigger than us. And so they're just really, really ravenously hungry for cool shows and different stuff to come out there. So
shout out to the Coos Bay punk scene.
Yeah, totally, man. It's going to be wild. I'm actually looking forward to that show.
That's awesome.
Our buddies Kids on Fire and the Disorderlies just played out there. The Scoffs just played out there. So some real good Seattle represent punk bands. And they've all had nothing but great stuff to say. And
that's awesome.
Seen the pick line and stuff. It looks like a great time. So we are looking forward to it.
That's cool. So, you know, people might be listening that do Loud and Local and that are in local bands, rather. And, you know, they might be kind of looking for some advice about getting out there.
Absolutely.
You guys have been a band for quite a while now. How long have you guys been a band?
I've been in the band for like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
The band has sort of existed for, they put out 1 7-inch before I was in the band. So I think in Seattle, the band's existed for around 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to Brian Schwartz and even CeeLo, they all are Massachusetts West Coast guys. Well, CeeLo's New Jersey, but East Coast. They all met out there. So I know like our original guitar player, Pete, and Brian like wrote some of the original Land of Wolves songs like in his bedroom, you know, back in the day in Massachusetts. So established out here for 10-ish years.
You guys are still 100% DIY. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
No manager, no big, you know, marketing thing.
Nope. You're basically looking at them.
So, you know, how much time does it take to really like book these these tours? DIY, does it take a long time? And how have you been able to, you know, kind of, you know, work that? And is it something you kind of have to just learn, or you just take it up?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually glad you asked that because it is 100% a labor of love. It is a labor of frustration.
Sure.
I mean, I send out like many hundreds of emails and private messages to get these things booked up.
You probably appreciate a quick no rather than just leaving you hanging, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just like, okay, let me know.
Yes.
This is no, and I'll just keep moving.
For any booker, band, anybody out there listening, no left on red, please.
Yeah. Just say no. Just say
absolutely.
No, and then
we'll
move
on.
100%.
So like I do, I will lean on my friends' bands that have done it more than us or have gone to places that we haven't before and asked for some contacts or some places that they've played. So a lot of us will share information and I really try to do that. I try to give back as much as I can too. You'll see me posting on the Loud and Local site a lot about, hey, check this place out or hit up this band or this person. But yeah, man, it's super DIY. It's like grassroots, whatever you want to call it. I will literally send 50 emails out, and maybe out of those 50, I'll get two or three, and we'll kind of just start culling it down, and I'll start working with the date. And a lot of time, we really don't have a whole lot of wiggle room. It's like, these are the dates that we have. I need this one specific date to work out, or it's not. And for the most part, people are really understanding and really eager to help and have either done it themselves and understand, or from the booking aspect are looking for cool new bands, cool new acts, and they really want to help you. And there's definitely some things I've learned, some kind of like phrasing in the way that I will shoot emails out, maybe kind of try to sound a little bit more professional than we are, put on that facade a little bit. always attach a link to your music or whatever else you got. So it's like a one-stop click kind of thing for the people that are checking you out. And then just be ready to like be really frustrated and to continuously bang your head against the wall with it, and then take a deep breath and maybe take the rest of the night off and then get back to it the next day.
Okay.
And
just keep grinding.
Yeah, exactly. It's a grind. And just don't take no for an answer sometimes, you know? Like, I have definitely been told flat out no, and then I've circled back around a couple weeks later and I've just been like, hey, just checking back. I know you said no, but like, you know, and maybe a band dropped off or something, somebody flaked out somewhere. And then the promoter or the booker or the owner is like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, that date just reopened up. And then the other side of it is sometimes you have a show booked for 2-3 months, Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And then you get a message saying, oops, we double booked you and we're bumping your show. So good luck. Sorry, but that show's not happening anymore. So you got to take the good with the bad. And generally, like I said, there's far more good that comes out of it. The relationships that you know, the bands or the people that we meet. And then really, once you get your foot in the door once, then you can kind of just cycle back around. And you know, last year we did Idaho, we did SLC, we did a couple in Denver, and we did Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And I'm still corresponding with those guys this year, even though we're going a little bit of a different direction. But they really want us to come back and do that. And basically are like, anytime you have a date for me, let me know, and you guys are in. So
that's awesome.
So it's cool, man. It is a lot of work, but I like it, you know, and I think I'm kind of cut out for it. And Brian does help a lot too. Brian's got a ton of connections, but really it's just me and him kind of grinding away and figuring it out and just kind of hoping for the best.
Yeah. Okay, man. So, wow. You're kind of dropping some knowledge. I appreciate that. And
yeah, for sure. I'm here for the people.
Yes, absolutely. So as far as, you know, Land of Wolves, you guys are going to be playing a Seattle show here at the New Kraken, and you're actually wearing a Kraken shirt. Long live the Kraken.
That's right. Long live the Kraken.
It's the rise of the Kraken. It's now on Roosevelt, and they've been booking a ton of great shows. They have an upgraded sound system, upgraded bar, upgraded kitchen. Really nice, spiffy place. And you guys are going to be playing July 5th with Bridge Kids and an awesome band from right here in Seattle called Head Honcho. I'm not familiar with Bridge Kids. Are they a Seattle band or?
I'm not totally familiar with them either.
Okay.
Our good homie Adrian Way from many amazing bands, and he kind of runs Don't Sleep Inc.
Yep.
Does a lot of our flyers for us, so shout out Adrian. And he puts on a lot of like skate park shows. And I know Bridge Kids has been playing a bunch. I've seen their name around. I have heard their music, but I don't actually know the guys and I don't really know the backstory. They did just play the iteration of the annual Cinco de Mayo at Marginal Way Skate Park.
Okay.
And I saw a bunch
skate
of video.
Rock.
Yeah, totally. And that's kind of their thing is skate rock. It's super high energy, fast punk rock. But I don't really have a whole lot of information other than that. So we're going to meet them. We're going to be best buds after July 5th, like usual. So
After 4th of July, man, that'll be awesome.
That's right. If you're in town, please come check us out. And that's going to be our tour homecoming show because we will be getting back from our little run the week before. And then that is also going to be Head Honcho's tour, leaving on tour show,
kickoff.
However you want to
kickoff.
Cause I think they're going to Europe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Like the next
good
week. So we're going to kind of celebrate in all facets.
That's awesome, man. But just putting you on the spot here, but you were talking about, you know, like really going out there and trying these different places like Colorado Springs and Salt Lake City. What's a place that surprised you? Maybe that you weren't expecting much or you didn't know what to expect. And you show up and it was a badass show. Anything come to mind when I say surprising shows?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few. So first, I would be remiss if I didn't send a shout out to the east side of Washington, east of the mountains, homies.
Okay. Yeah.
Yakima, Washington rips.
Nice.
We have played out there over the last like 5 or 6 years, at least 4 or 5 times, from house parties to the different dive bars to there's like a kind of a nicer, it's huge. It's like bigger than what we need to play. But it's a place called the Chainsaw Cat out there. That's kind of the only joint out there now.
That's a cool name.
And, yeah, I think it's the guy's cat's name.
Okay.
Is the story behind that. But so we've got a bunch of friends out there that show up and show out every time we come play. And that's sort of like a diamond in the rough that I think a lot of bands would never really think about. But I know that we are definitely not the first, but I know that we sort of started the trailblaze out there a little bit more. And I've been seeing a lot of Seattle bands hitting that up in their summer runs. And Wenatchee is a weird spot, but they've got a diamond in the rough in Wally's House of Booze out there, which always
college
puts on,
radio was telling me about that.
Man, that place is super fun.
It's a hilarious name too, Wally's House of Booze.
It is, and yeah. it's like the only thing that's really going on out there. You know? It's like a bunch of farms, and Wenatchee's actually kind of a beautiful town, but I think it's a little odd, maybe. I don't know much about it. So local wise, we really dig doing that. We try to do that at least once a year. So the last time we played in Denver, which I mean, obviously Denver is like a big spot. We played at one of the dingiest, diviest bars I have ever set foot in. I'm trying to think of what it's called off the top of my head, and I can't.
It's all good.
But so we pull up.
It's Picture Roadhouse.
We pull up and we were like, whoa, what? Is this place real? Like it looks like it probably like was like repoed and demoed like a year ago and it's just been sitting there. Yeah. But we pull our little tour rig up and we're sitting there waiting for the owner to come out and he opens it up and you go in and it's like exactly what you would expect. But it ruled. It ripped. It was super fun. And
people showed up?
It was a ton of people showed up. We played with a couple of killer local bands.
That's awesome.
Our homie Bram he runs Truck Stop Toilet Records out there.
Okay.
He kind of set it up, and I know he plays in a bunch of different bands. But it was kind of one of those places where you're like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, what did we get ourselves into here? And then it ended up being a fantastic show.
Is a punk rock show for you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it was like tiles were getting knocked down from people, like, throwing shoes and just, it was a wild scene. We have definitely played some off-the-beaten-path places. But I would say that a lot of the places, even in the bigger cities, just because obviously, we're like not the biggest band in the world and we're taking what we can get. And so we'll pull up to some places and it'll look pretty rough. But by the time it fills up and by the time like the sun goes down and the lights come up, they always end up being pretty rad. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I love this. This is great. And some knowledge, like I said, you guys are going to be heading out on a West Coast jaunt, doing some playing all the way down to San Francisco, playing some really cool places in Oregon. Again, July 5th at the Kraken with Bridge Kids and Head Honcho. Cody, we're going to play a couple songs from from the Conditions of Survival record, which is available on CD and vinyl. And you'll probably have copies of that at the July 5th show at the Kraken?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We will, yes.
We're going to jump into Don't Run and Wooden Nickel. Is there anything you want to say about these songs before we jump into them?
Kind of sticking with the theme of all of our music, we are not necessarily really a political band or try to like take a whole lot of stands. I mean, we're for everybody. We generally just kind of try to make music that is cathartic to us. It's sort of therapeutic. A lot of it just deals with struggles of life and just like, it's okay to not be okay. We don't really subscribe to the whole PMA motto or mindset, even though like that's cool. That's just not really who we are. I think if you come and meet us at a show, you'll find like we're pretty jovial gents for the most part, but like, we just like everybody else have some stuff that we're working through, and this band and this music really allows us to work through that. So real quick, Don't Run, kind of generally just about being frustrated and pissed off and just really going through it and getting battered but just not quitting, and just like just gonna stay the course. And then Wooden Nickel, kind of on the same vein, just trying to figure it all out, man. Like, life is pain is life. Being sold kind of like a false hope or a false dream, hence the Wooden Nickel.
Yeah.
And just also kind of the underlying message is just kind of watch your back, watch your friends' back. Don't get taken advantage of in however form that might come at you. So enjoy. I hope you guys like it.
Awesome. This is Land of Wolves here. I'm local.
You spent your whole life doing what you wanted. Now you got nothing you need. You spent your whole life doing what you wanted. Now you got nothing you need. You spent your whole life doing what you wanted. Now you got nothing you need. No more goals, no more pride, no more time to think it through. Scrape the bottom of the pain until you can't burn it down. You gotta build it up, take figure out this out, but it's just not enough.
There was an answer, a reason to hope. Went through all the mugs and I did all the dope. Still left searching and wondering why. No answers were given, lost friends and wondered why.
They say stand up, don't run. The worst is yet to come. They say stand up, don't run. The worst is yet to come.
I was on a mission to find it all out. Looking for the reason we're all pissed about. Felt I was useless, beat my head into the wall. Looking for more than the nothing we were given.
It's clear from the pain to see myself into fantasy. Smiles of my enemies keep on pushing me. All these years just waiting and complaining. You walk away with nothing, it's what they just kept saying. They say stand up, don't run. The worst is yet to come. They say stand up, don't run. The worst is yet to come.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month.
but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was Wood and Nickel. Before that, Don't Run by Land of Wolves from their Conditions of Survival record. And they're going to be playing right here in Seattle July 5th at the Kraken, the new Kraken, with Bridge Kids and Head Honcho. They're also going to be playing South Oregon, Portland, Eureka area. They're going to be playing Roseburg, Oregon. If you're in the Roseburg area, just show up down in San Francisco. And man, how many times have you guys gotten on the road? Like, you probably once every year or so?
Yeah, we try to do a little something every year.
That's awesome.
Just obviously with, like, you know, family stuff and we all have jobs, which is, you know, maybe 10 minus 10 punk rock points, but you know, we all got to eat, right? So it's limited. It's obviously not as much as we would like to do, but at least for a week-ish, give or take, a long week. We'll try to do it every year. And then intermittently from the in-town shows, we'll try to hit the east side, like I was saying, Yakima and Wenatchee. We've gone as far out as, like, the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll do a little run out to Eugene. We've done a couple of you know, Everett, Bellingham kind of. So we'll try to do like some working weekends where we'll kind of string a couple of shows together. Now that CeeLo's been playing with us a little bit more, he's got some connections up in Mount Baker in the Glacier area.
Yeah.
And he's actually playing in a punk rock band up in Glacier called Crontonimo Glacier. You can check that on them out online. I know they got a couple shows coming up out there too. And so, you know, it's a fine line between playing locally enough to stay kind of relevant and in like the forefront of people's minds, which we like arguably are maybe not so good at sometimes. And then like playing way too much so that like you can't really draw a good crowd because you just played a week ago or something like that. So it's something that we try to really think through, and I don't know if any of that thinking is getting us anywhere, but, and then at the same time, you know, like stuff happens. And we had a couple of shows recently leading up to this little run that we were going to do down south. Couple local shows that for whatever reason got postponed, got canceled, got, you know, and it just, it is what it is, man. You know, you just keep on going again.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, man, we definitely have been making a conscious decision or a conscious effort to get out on the road a little bit more. And I think probably Brian would tell you that that has something to do with the massive amounts of boxes of merch and records and t-shirts and hats that we have sitting around that like we would like to sell to you out
on
the road. So we can we can get to the next spot and like maybe buy a beer and a taco at the end of the night.
As Ryan the Beard from Pound says, you know, you're traveling t-shirt salesman and the music is just the commercial.
Truer words have never been spoken, man. Like hustling t-shirts out on the road.
Right?
It's a full-time job.
Okay, man. So you and Brian probably going to be working on some new music, you and the rest of the band, 2024 and early 2025, probably working on some new stuff.
Absolutely. We've got two brand new songs that we have not recorded that are in our current set now that we just kind of installed. I think we played them for the first time a couple weeks ago. We were out at the Chuck, the Charleston over in Bremerton.
And now that's a punk venue.
That is a DIY. Yeah.
Shout Andy and Angel. Generation
good
decline,
good folks. Exactly. Yeah. Killer band. Always a pleasure to go out there and see them and play and support them as well. And they're huge supporters of DIY punk rock music in the area. And so we played those new songs for the first time and we didn't screw them up, which
there
is a win. Yep. And one of them, actually, we've been playing Song of the Night and it kind of peters out instead of the big rock and roll ending. It kind of, the music will end and Joel will continue this chant going and then he'll do it a couple of times. And then we kind of step away from the mics and then we'll all just kind of chant back.
And then it
kind of gets everybody else going and it's kind of this climactic, but yet anticlimactic kind of ending. And it seemed to really work out. So I think we're going to stick with that for now as our closing song. So we've got two in the set now. We've got a third that basically has all its parts. We just haven't really played through it a bunch. And Brian and I are going to start carving out times in the week that's not our normal band practice time to start working on some stuff.
Nice.
And we have visions of doing a 7-inch, an EP, doing a split, something here, like in the fall, like in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
We just kind of got to get it all sorted and obviously got a bunch of shows coming up. And when we get back from that, that's going to kind of take up a lot of our time and we'll hone that out and hopefully have some new music for you guys for Loud
Hell
and Local.
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited about that. The writing process is kind of tedious for me personally. I know Brian really likes it. The collaboration and the idea bouncing. Mm-hmm. Me personally being the drummer and I can't play a lick of any sort of melodic instrument. So, obviously I can give some insight for song structure, and whatnot, but, you know, sitting there for like 3 hours and listening to them go like, should we go or is like maybe not the most titillating.
Yeah.
So I think to combat that, we're going to kind of, like I was saying, it'll just be the two of us kind of working some stuff out and getting the real bare bones. And then we'll get the other guys in once we kind of have a pretty established structure. But then we'll also kind of flush out ideas and let everybody else kind of add their nuance. And that's really been working well for us. The latest record, Conditions, was the first time that we really started from scratch.
Yeah.
Had like no music and then wrote all of them. And that was sort of during and coming out of COVID. And it still sounds like us, but I feel like it really like flushed it out a little bit more. And instead of it just being one person that just kind of has their formula or their template and us just going like, cool, that's what we're going to do. We really spent a lot of time because we had a lot of time to really work stuff out. And there's a couple of songs on the record that are just kind of different. Wood Nickel, the last one you just played, which is very different in a certain way from kind of the general just punkiness that we usually subscribe to. But I think that's one of my favorite songs on the record because
awesome.
It's just enough different that it really kind of like kind of peaks your interest when you hear it. So, we'll have some new music, hopefully by fall or winter and we'll see.
Awesome. Again, July 5th, they're going to be playing at the Kraken with Bridge Kids and Head Honcho. Last question for you, man. First off, you know, any Northwest bands that you've really been digging lately, or anything, you know, it could be old school stuff, just a Northwest band. When I say, you know, what's something that we should be playing here on Loud and Local that, that you love?
Oof. I'm always bad at these questions because my mind just goes blank. I mean, like any playlist that you have from any Loud and Local show, there's always a handful of bands that I've never heard, and yeah. and it's really cool. And I mean, that's why we appreciate what you do, Kevin, so much,
because
not only are you giving us a voice, we're also fans of music and, yeah. and local music. And so I have tuned in, and heard some really cool stuff. One band that sticks out, and honestly, I think it's the greatest band name in Seattle right now. And that's Linda from Work.
They're cool.
And,
yeah.
and you, Linda, I think you introduced great. Me yeah. to them. Little bit different than, yeah. than what I generally would listen to, yeah. But I really dig the vibe. And, yeah. and honestly, that name is like worth, you know, yeah. worth every second of checking
Land
out
of Wolves
out.
And Linda from Work show. Let's right. Going,
it's a mixed,
yeah.
it's a mixed bill.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Drain.
Yeah,
you know, they're Cali band. That's yeah. kind of a Northwest-y band, right? I don't know, man. I'm gonna stutter for 5 minutes.
It's all good.
A million great bands out there. We are super fortunate to be friends with a lot of them. A lot of them are way more talented than we are, and
yeah.
and it just pushes us to work hard to try not to look like fools when we go play shows with them or whatnot, and. Again, it's like we live in such a music rich area that,
yeah.
Pretty much any Loud and Local show you're going to turn on and you're going to hear something that you've heard or you've heard the name of the band
yeah.
or something that you are like, whoa, this is way cool. And I haven't heard of this before. So
hell yeah. Well, hopefully they'll do that when they turn on these next songs. July 5th at the Kraken, Bridge Kids and Head Honcho. Any final words before you, we play these songs and then you guys head on out on these tours?
Yeah, just again, just want to say thanks so much for the continued support. You all know who you are out there. We you guys that continue to support local music and us specifically, whether it's coming to shows, buying records, hitting our online store, which is just Bandcamp, Land of Wolves at Bandcamp.
Yep.
We got all sorts of merch and you can preview music out there. You guys are what really allows us to do this. We don't spend a whole lot of our own money on these trips and these endeavors.
Yeah.
We obviously don't make a whole lot of money,
yeah.
but we have a good chunk in the band Kitty, and that's what allows us to do this. And just you guys caring enough to want to continue to listen and support, and that allows us to do this. So a million thank yous. One thing that I do got to get in before I
yeah.
forget. I told my 9-year-old daughter that I would give her a shout out.
Yeah.
And she told me that she would be very disappointed if I didn't. So, Brody Black, what's up, girl? It's probably like around bedtime, so I hope you're being good with mom. But I just want to say,
go to bed, Brody.
What's up? And thank you, Brody, for allowing me to take the time to go do this. And, you know, it sucks not being around with the kids sometimes, but
she'll make it on tour one of these
days. Daddy's got to go play yeah. rock and roll. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, man. Anyway, really appreciate you, Kevin. It's a pleasure
Brody,
to be back.
Brody, your dad's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know if she would agree with that all the time, but she does think it's pretty cool that I play music and get to
That's
live
awesome.
My dream. So it's pretty rad. So thanks again,
yeah,
Kevin. Great
absolutely.
To see your face.
Yes.
Great to be
too,
back
man.
In studio. It's been too long. Hopefully COVID and,
yes.
and the likes don't.
Let's make sure the rest of the band's here next time. And
yeah.
maybe we'll play some new tunes next time you guys have some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You'll be the first one to get it when we do. And just again, really appreciate your continued support, man. So
absolutely.
Thanks much.
Very much so. July 5th, Bridge Kids, Head Honcho, and Land of Wolves. We're jumping into Excuses. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, appreciate you, dude. Thanks
yep.
a lot.
Loud and Local.
Just for a simple white lies, the minute I meet you, you swore that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.